This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Deborah Amos. The NAACP celebrates its 98th birthday this week in Detroit, and the civil rights group is facing an unavoidable fact. Its membership is growing older, too. The average NAACP member is now somewhere between 55 and 60 years old. As NPR's Celeste Headlee reports, members are optimistic the group can attract a younger generation.
At the National Convention in Detroit yesterday, thousands of people showed up to march in a ceremonial funeral for the N-word. The feeling in the crowd was energetic and passionate. And some of the older members say it reminded them of civil rights rallies during the 1960s, especially the speech from Detroit's mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick.
And so to bury the N-word, we also got to bury all the things that go with the N-word. We got to bury the pimps, the hoes, the hustlers, and all the other stuff that come with it. So black men, when you leave here, stand up. Stand up for your children and for your community. Stand up for your wives and your babies. Stand up for your people.
The mock funeral was driven by younger members of the NAACP, and it definitely attracted some fresher faces than the 98-year-old civil rights group is used to. But that doesn't mean 20-somethings like Fred Simmons will become dues-paying members.
That's not exactly why I came down. I didn't come down to join the NAACP. I just came down here so that, you know, my daughter could see, you know, a little bit of history. I don't know if the younger generation are as focused on being conscious as they are focused on, you know, trying to take care of our kids and just do what we have to do, you know, as a man and work.
NAACP officials admit that the group has an aging civil rights membership. During the 60s, the core membership was youth. Now, some say people under 25 don't even know what the acronym stands for. Henry Rutland is the president of the San Mateo branch in California.
We're not in that same age of activism now, and the young people are not as focused as we may have been during the 60s. And so as soon as that focus comes, as soon as the distractions stop, and as people start to realize what is going on and how much it affects them, they're going to become more focused and more aware of this organization.
But membership chair Dolores Feimster says the NAACP needs to actively recruit younger members, and her generation is simply not doing that.
The older people that have opened the doors for them, and they are where they are now, they don't reach down. I have been in the NAACP forever, and I always try and help others. I've worked at a high school for 34 years. And I feel that's the only way we can do it, is once you've succeeded, wait, reach down and get someone else.
But how can the NAACP actually reach kids?
Cell phones and email and text messages, and that all these things didn't exist 30, 40 years ago.
Put it on TV, make it seem like it's the thing to do. The internet, MySpace, Facebook, everything.
All rap isn't bad. We can reorganize the message in order to use those mediums to send out the message. We need to not be afraid to be up with the times, stay with the times, you know. The old methods may not work nowadays.
Lonnie Feimster, Winter Foley, and Jessica Bowen are all attending the NAACP convention in Detroit this week. They feel the NAACP is as relevant today as it ever was.
I participated in one event for the NAACP. It was a National Day of College Preparation, and ever since then I've been hooked. I started in 10th grade, and I am the outgoing president now.
Yeah, you see, today we have about almost 2,000 kids here, so if everybody tell one friend, next year we have 3,000 kids here. So if we keep going like that in a pattern, we'll keep growing and growing and growing.
18-year-old Jessica Bowen and 17-year-old Devon Durham. The NAACP's national board has set a goal of 1 million members in time for the 100th anniversary celebration in 2009. Celeste Headlee, NPR News, Detroit.